Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. The Last Voyage of the Demeter is an adaptation of just one chapter from Bram Stoker's classic novel, Dracula. Corey Hawkins and Kansas City native son David Desmalchin star in the tale of voyagers trapped at sea with the infamous vampire. An impressive cast and strong production values boost this claustrophobic thriller, but the fact that we know the outcome saps it of some of its potency. The sci-fi comic drama Jules might well have been called E.T. and the Geriatrics. It's a gentle, sweet-natured tale about three elderly folks who befriend a being from another planet who crash lands on Earth. Ben Kingsley, Jane Curtin, and Harriet Sansom Harris play seniors who embrace the intergalactic traveler as a substitute for their neglectful offspring. Jules has some low-key charms, but never achieves the emotional impact it was aiming for. The Netflix spy thriller Heart of Stone seems like it was cobbled together from ideas that were rejected for a James Bond script. Gal Gadot plays an uber-talented double agent who works for a non-governmental peacekeeping organization coordinated by a quantum supercomputer. Naturally, baddies attempt to take control of the machine. While it has some well-staged action, Heart of Stone could have been written by a computer. Amazon Prime's romantic comedy Red, White, and Royal Blue is a straightforward telling of a gay story. Taylor Zakhar Perez plays the son of the U.S. president who falls for the King of England's grandson, played by Nicholas Galitzine. The story hits a lot of conventional rom-com notes as these two fumble their way to romance. Other than the fact that the leads are of the same gender, there's little in Red, White, and Royal Blue that's fresh. The cast is engaging enough, though. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!